My name is Jim Evanson, and I'm a teacher in Toronto. I think the most interesting thing about my school community is that absolutely everybody, or at least 95% of the population, is from somewhere else in the world. And the kids, very, very few of the kids were actually born in Canada. And everybody has such a dramatic story of their past. We have kids who've lived in refugee camps. I've had some kids who've been in refugee camps their entire lives until they came to Canada. Parents who were doctors, lawyers, professionals in their home country and have come here and literally moved away from everything that they knew and grew up with, from their homes, from even their bank accounts, and come here with empty pockets to give their kids a better life. I'd say one of the most interesting parts of the year is the first time I get to sit down and meet the parents for the first time and find out their story. It's just incredible what they've gone through. And everything is for their kids to have a better life. And that's what Canada means to them. They're so happy to be here and so grateful to have found this place, this city, the neighborhood where the school is. It's funny when you hear about war. I mean, you see it on the news and you hear about some place being invaded or a terrorist attack in a market somewhere. People here are so sheltered and feel so safe, and that it's something that happened over there, so it's not that important. But for my kids, it could be a place where their aunt or uncle was in that market. They could have spent the first 3 years of their lives in a war zone. So many of my kids are from Afghanistan, from Iraq, from pretty much wherever there's a war in the world, where there's conflict in the world, that's where my students have come from over the last 20 years. 20 years ago, it was from the conflict in the former Yugoslavia. Or 5 years after that, it was families coming from Albania, Bulgaria, you name it. It's not just a story on the news for them. They were living in the middle of that, and now they're here. Working in the community where I work, it's a real hard dose of reality when you think of what those kids and their parents have gone through. If I hadn't found that place, I'd still be searching. I'd be changing schools every 2 or 3 years, but 20 years later, it's still the place I want to go to every morning. It's fantastic. I'm really lucky in that way, because how many people for 20 years are able to say that they love going to work? I think it's pretty rare.